We start with a ruling that was issued this week in the case of United States versus Town of Colorado City. The most impactful part of the outcome is that U.S. District Judge H. Russell Holland has decided not to disband the Colorado City Marshal's Office, which had been accused of not providing basic protections to residents who were not members of the FLDS Church. Nate Carlisle is the polygamy reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. He joins me to talk about the ruling and what it means. Nate, was the ruling a surprise?
No, it shouldn't be all surprise. The ace in the hole for Hilldale and Colorado City was that apparently no one has ever done that before. I should say that no judge has ever ordered the disbanding of a police force before. That's according to the lawyers representing the cities who did the legal research on this. And you can think of the worst police forces anywhere you went to in the country, and they're still functioning. And so the lawyers for the cities were arguing, how could you disband Hilldale and Colorado City when you've got all these other bad police forces that were able to withstand that?
Did the judge's decision make sense on that? And is the DOJ sort of regretting the tack it took on this?
I don't know that the DOJ has any regrets. What the judge said was that it wasn't practical, or at this time it didn't make sense to disband the force. Remember, these are two relatively remote towns, so there was always a question about whether the sheriffs would be able to effectively police the towns. For example, the seat of Mojave County is like a two-hour drive away. The seat of Washington County, Utah is an hour to 90-minute drive away. There's some logistical questions there. And the judge, though, put on a lot of restrictions on the town about monitoring, about training that has to be installed, and theoretically, if they don't follow through on all that, the DOJ could go back to the judge, and he could put on some more remedies, including disbanding the force.
Did the judge indicate what, when you talk about police procedures being revised, which is what he brought up, did he give any specifics as to what he wants to focus on?
It's not just police procedures, but it's policies. For example, he wants a more formal mechanism for internal affairs investigations at the police forces. He doesn't want the city manager involved in any investigations. He wants a mentor hired for the police chief, you know, someone that the police chief can go to ask, how should I handle this, or what should the policies be? Yeah, he also wants them to get more professional training, and there's a lot of professional training available for police officers these days, both on tactics, on investigative techniques, on just community relations. And so those are the sorts of things that the judge wants changed at the police departments.
And the wording struck some of us as strange when you mentioned mentor and the way you described that. Initially, I thought it was a typo. I thought it was monitor, but mentor and monitor are different kinds of roles. How do you read that?
He installed a monitor for the municipal governments. I mean, that's correct. So the monitors on the governments will probably have some inherent oversight over the police force, too, because the monitor is supposed to be looking at housing issues in the city and whether people have fair access to housing. And one of the issues in this case was that the police force were discriminating against people who were not FLDS, and that it had an impact on people's ability to live there. So housing's a bit of a broad term here. But yes, there is both a mentor and a monitor for various aspects of city government now.
Nate, is this going to involve any extra costs? And if so, who's going to pay for that?
Any costs that this brings to bear have to be footed by the cities. That was one of the things articulated in the judge's order. So, for example, you know, that extra training the police force has to go get, the two cities are going to have to pay for that. They're going to have to pay for the cost of a monitor who's going to be overlooking how the city governments operate. Even the mentor, probably any cost associated with that, the cities are going to have to pay for.
All right, Nate, so now that we have the ruling by the judge, I don't know what the cities could do next, whether they could appeal or do something. How do you expect this to go? And is this something that is kind of sort of settled now?
I don't know that it's settled because I don't know what appeal options the cities have. I can't predict the extent to which they're going to comply with the orders. I do know that for decades now, there's been this tension between the police forces and the cities and the two police regulatory agencies in Utah and Arizona. And now you have this new dynamic where the two towns have so many people living in them that are no longer FLDS anymore. I think there's going to continue to be tension. I just don't know the extent to which it's going to be the kind of tension that amounts to civil rights complaints or violations of state or federal laws. I don't think the issue of the marshals is going away with this ruling, and I don't know that it would have gone away if he disbanded the force either. I think there's just some inherent tensions in the towns, and that's the way it's going to be to one extent or another.
Nate Carlisle is the polygamy reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. We've been talking about this week's legal developments affecting Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah.